was the night before Christmas, and into the dwelling Santa snuck down after a day of short selling.
This is Santa. What do you mean Johnson can't get rid of those securities? Why, they're going up every day. You tell that son of a bitch that if we get stuck...
As he emptied out presents, he was quite unaware of little Timmy hiding behind a papasan chair.
Gotcha now, Santa Claus.
Oh my, you are real. Well now, I suppose I am then.
I knew it. Are those my presents? Gimme.
Hold on now, Timmy. Have you been naughty or nice this year?
I'll ask the questions round here, Santa Claus. Have you ever been on a newspaper page before?
Now, Timmy, let's not be so hasty with that photograph. I'm sure we can work something out.
Let's cut the bullcrap, Kringle. If you hand over that bag of toys, I won't blow your cover. Naughty or nice? Your call, fat man.
Timmy, I don't think you realize all that Santa's gone through lately to bring you these toys. You almost didn't get anything this year.
What? No toys? You can't do that. I'm freaking entitled.
Well, Timmy, toys don't just magically appear. There are all sorts of labor costs and materials involved. Santa used to pay for these and deliver presents through a free market economy based on children's behavior. You know, naughty or nice, and all the gradients in between. But then the government gave Santa huge capital gain tax cuts for his toy production. And well, Santa's so generous, he wanted to give as many toys as he could to as many children as possible. Even if those children hadn't really been very nice at all that year. This subprime child conduct market was too good to pass up, and Santa gave a lot of risky demeanor children lines of conduct credit with 5-year adjustable interest rate conduct mortgages. Well, Timmy, a lot of these children defaulted on their behavior loans, and Santa was tied to a bunch of overvalued conduct finance instruments, which almost caused him to go bankrupt.
Bankrupt? What the hell are you talking about?
I'm talking about the recession, Timmy. The fact that 40,000 elves were laid off last week. The fact there was almost no Christmas this year, Timmy. Almost. But fortunately...
The government stepped in and bailed out Santa Claus. With your mom and daddy's tax dollars, they made everything okay again. The government stepped in and bailed out Santa Claus. And now everybody's happy because we don't have to liquidate Christmas.
Santa, what the freaking crap are you talking about?
Well, Timmy, allow me to elucidate.
You look in your stocking, I look in my portfolio. My stinky doo-doo assets are like your hunk of coal. But fortunately for you and for me, America needs Saint Nick. And I can keep giving you things you don't deserve once I'm deleveraged.
Santa, just shut up and give me a freaking Xbox already.
All in due time, Timmy.
All in due time. Cause market intervention circumvents every intention of silly spending abstention that causes tragic vending prevention. Now listen closely, Timmy, cause I don't want you to miss this. Instead of a Black Monday, we'll have another White Christmas.
Because the government stepped in and bailed out Santa Claus. With your mom and daddy's tax dollars, they made everything okay again. Yes, the government stepped in and bailed out Santa Claus. And now everybody's happy because we don't have to liquidate Christmas.
That's right, Timmy. Things were looking pretty hopeless until Christmas became nationalized by the U.S. government.
Nationalized? What the crap does that mean?
Well, Timmy, a long time ago, people celebrated Christmas as a religious holiday, marking the birthday of a peaceful demigod named Yesu. Then Santa and some other shareholders bought out the holiday and really revamped the entire sector. But all that's changed. And now Christmas will be an egalitarian, classless, stateless holiday based on common ownership. And while my elves will still manufacture the toys in the North Pole, the suits in Washington will really control all of the means of production. So here's part of an Xbox.
Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Christmas, Festivus, the season of giving.
An economic stimulus.
Packages there underneath your tree are only there because the government bailed out the reindeer industry. So bust out the figgy pudding, down the champagne, and forget about your problems and your 401k. And be thankful that the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission can't regulate the sacred and most holy of traditions.
The government stepped in and bailed out Santa Claus. With your mom and daddy's tax dollars, they made everything okay again. The government stepped in and bailed out Santa Claus. And now everybody's happy because they don't have to liquidate Christmas.
And that's the story of how the government saved Christmas.